When people who are addicted to opioids try to put their lives back together, it's often difficult to get the housing, jobs, continuing treatment, and personal connections that they need to stay clean and be successful. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports on what's being done in Columbus to help those people get on the right track.
A handful of students sit in this classroom in an old school building on the south side of Columbus, developing in-demand technology skills. Columbus resident David Givens is one of them. The former University of Cincinnati student studied information technology for 3 years before dropping out to take a full-time job to support his first child. His mother passed away around the same time. He became depressed and was in and out of jobs.
You know, I was hanging out with a group of friends, and all we did was party. So that led to drinking as well as like prescription drugs.
Givens was convicted of drug and other crimes and went to prison. Now that he's out, he's learning new job skills and looking for a company to give him a chance so he can provide for his 6 kids.
I put my children first, and you know, they look at me as a hero. So I can't let them down.
Givens is trying to get his life back together with help from Digital Works, a company that has trained and placed more than 900 people in IT jobs since 2013. Stu Johnson says his organization helps a lot of people like Givens.
Generally, about 50% of our participants are what I would call vulnerable populations, either chronic unemployment, generational poverty, background issues, generally related to addiction issues.
Johnson says while his organization focuses on job training and employment, it works with other existing services to help those fighting addiction.
One of the symptoms of his addiction is it takes everything from you. It takes your family. It takes your friends. It takes your money. It takes your benefits. It takes your entire support system, and then it takes you.
Johnson says that's why Digital Works connects its clients with wraparound services to help them with transportation, mental health, financial literacy, or other needs. One of those organizations is Amethyst. Rachel Huddleston, a Columbus area mother of 4, is working to overcome the heroin addiction she developed after discovering her husband was hooked on it.
And I started doing heroin at the age of 26. And within 8 months, my life had spiraled out of control. I had overdosed twice in front of my children, had to be taken to the hospital and brought back to life.
Huddleston remembers the day she was arrested for burglary while her children were in the car with her. She says her 3 older daughters have been getting counseling to deal with what they've experienced.
My oldest, I believe, has PTSD because she's seen me repeatedly beat up. She has very bad stories of watching mommy puke on herself, mommy and daddy fighting over a needle.
Huddleston says she feels a lot of shame because she knows firsthand how hard it is for a kid to grow up with a troubled childhood.
My dad brutally beat my mom for 10 years, and then about the age of 6, he became very fond of me in ways that were not right.
Huddleston says the treatment she and her children have received at Amethyst have helped her to enjoy positive experiences with her children. The managing director of Amethyst, Linda Janes, says 85% of the women and families served by her organization have either mental health or trauma issues that need to be treated before the addiction.
If a client has traumatic circumstances in their background, what we've discovered is until we break through that trauma, until we get to the root of that, that client is not ready in any way, shape, or form to even begin the treatment process.
Because of that, Amethyst is a longer-term program. The average length of stay is 21 months.
What we've found is 6 months doesn't do it. 9 months doesn't do it. Sometimes 12 months doesn't do it. Many of our women have been through other short-term treatment programs, and they haven't been successful.
Amethyst program has a 90% success rate. It can help 100 clients at a time, and the demand for services is high. Janes would like more money so it can expand to meet the need, but it's expensive. It costs an average of $10,300 annually per client. But if that woman was sent to prison for her drug abuse, it would cost the state $26,300 annually to incarcerate her. Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.